Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man, I love watching those guys play. The lineup's insane. It's so much fun for the city to be excited and for everybody to be excited about it. So it's a lot of fun, and hopefully they can keep it going.
You know what the theme of the weekend is? That's J.J. Watt talking about the Houston Astros. You know what the theme of the weekend is? I pride myself in making themes. A lot of times I swing and miss.
Yeah, no,
but
you
a lot
do.
Of times I swing and I hit it out of the damn stadium.
Michael Vick. But yeah, you do.
But I think I got a good theme for you, OG.
What's that?
I think I got a very good theme for you.
For the rest of this.
For the weekend. For the next 3 days.
Weekend.
For the next 3 days in Houston, I got a theme. One win. One win is the theme. Not just for the Astros, because the Astros are obviously one win away from bringing the World Series back to Houston next Tuesday. That's cut and dry. But the Texans are one win away from beating the team that ended their season last year, the Indianapolis Colts, who lost Andrew Luck. The Texans are one win away from being a legitimate Super Bowl contender and in the driver's seat to be a contender, to maybe make an AFC championship. The Texans are one win away from making that happen. It's one thing to beat the Chiefs and bully them around, but if you go beat the only threat to you in this division in their place,
get that early edge,
and you
man.
Crush their will and get that early edge, you improve to 5-2, you drop them to 3-3, that one win will lead to us talking about the Texans as Super Bowl contenders. So did I swing and miss, or did I hit one win, the theme of the weekend?
Can I tweak it?
Go ahead, man.
One is the number. One is the number for the weekend. One win for the Astros. One win for the Texans.
Okay.
You know, one is the number for the
one is the loneliest number.
Yeah, Three Dog Night. Yeah, I'm sure we have that somewhere. One
probably not
is the loneliest number. One is the number. That's the theme for the weekend. What else?
One
what else do we need?
Number.
One of this weekend.
One
giant fish, maybe.
Are you fishing?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. One giant trout.
I need one steak.
One steak.
I need a steak.
One steak would be good.
I need a steak this weekend. Yeah. At some point,
what
I
do you need?
Steak.
Just one of. Okay, get the sex stuff out of the way.
You already
everybody,
know.
Everybody's
going to
text.
I need one.
Blah blah blah. Okay, we get that. What do you need one of this weekend?
One steak, baby. Yeah. One win for the Texans, one win for the Colts. That was a nice tweak by you, OG.
One is the loneliest number.
One win. That is the theme of the weekend. I'm going to hype this game up,
okay,
as I've been known to do. I'm going to hype up this Texans game because I think it is a massive game. In a one-week span, you can show that you can win any style. You can win the Chiefs style with Mahomes on the field, or you can win the Colts. So let me just tell you the storylines that we should be talking about heading into this game, John Lopez. The same yet different two-horse race in the AFC South. These are the same two teams that duked it out last year. It's a lot different, though. It's the post-Andrew Luck era. It is the post-Andrew Luck era. It is a chance for Deshaun Watson to grab Jacoby Brissett by the coconuts and squeeze them and let him know that I am the quarterback of this division. This is my division. This is my league, damn it. You ain't Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck can beat the Texans 2 out of 3 times in a season. Jacoby Brissett, you can't. You might be able to in 2017 when half the Texans team was on IR, but you can't do that. That's the opportunity for Deshaun Watson. This is about the coaches as well. Bill O'Brien versus Frank Reich. Frank Reich has Bill O'Brien's number 1 year into their head-to-head meetings.
Yep.
Won 2 out of 3 times. The only time he lost was when he wouldn't settle for a tie and he went for it in overtime. This is about the coaches. This is about Bill O'Brien smacking Frank Reich around and saying, you might have owned me last year, but I got the best quarterback in the NFL right now, and I got you too. Last year was not reality. It's Bill O'Brien's chance. The physicality of the Colts. We see them wearing these hats that say, run the damn ball.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's cute. Texans got to go in there and slap those hats off their head and play their style and get physical, because there's nothing more disrespectful than touching another man's hat or smacking it off his head. That's the Texans' opportunity right there. T.Y. Hilton, you want to wear a clown mask?
Well, he did.
At NRG? That was cool when you had Andrew Luck, but the only clown out there this week is going to be you, unless the other storyline comes true. And the Texans don't have very much going on at the cornerback position. So we'll ignore that one. So you got a Texans banged up secondary. And also, something that nobody's talking about as we try to hype this game up Sunday, it's the battle of the struggling kickers.
Yes, it is.
Adam Vinatieri, the GOATs. He said he was battling demons earlier this year. He's kind of found his groove a little bit. And Kyahmi Fairbairn, he's missed four extra points. A lot of people wanted him cut. This could come down to the kickers, as it's been known to do. Last year, the last time the Texans faced the beat the Colts, Kyahmi Fairbairn kicked the game-winning field goal. He might have to do that again. Adam Vinatieri, he's kicked a lot, but he's also struggling. Those are the storylines that you should care about heading into Sunday's game against Indy.
Those are some great storylines, and I think you just about covered it, but you also sort of raised a couple of thoughts here, all right? The post-Luck era. Shout out to the thoughts. T-H-O-T.
Mark that.
Texans, the Colts, they're a completely different team from exactly 1 year ago, the way they do. They weren't even this bully ball last year. Because remember, no one really knew if Mac was the real deal or not.
Quentin Nelson was in his first year.
Exactly. You know, and it's like you're having all these guys that are kind of stepping up, you know, extra weapons, even Ebron, you know, remember he didn't do anything in Detroit and all of a sudden that breakout. So all of a sudden they've become a bully ball kind of team, especially now that Andrew Luck is gone. So that's going to be interesting to see and talk about with Kevin Bowen from Indianapolis in just a minute, but just how they've changed. And then there's the kickers. They thought that Vinatieri was going to retire.
Yep.
All indications
were. Remember he called that news conference on Monday?
And Fairbairn, if he misses one more kick, you're going to go from no, he's still our kicker, to probably cut.
No.
If he has another one, he's probably cut. Right?
No.
He's going to have to be.
No. I don't want to cut Fairbairn. We're going to go to Indianapolis in just a sec. We got loopholes weighing in on the ones. Someone says they need one parlay. That would be nice. Someone says they need one lazy day. Someone says they need one big flounder to win a tournament. So there you go. One win for the Aggies.
Oh, shout out to the Fish Sticks tournament.
One case of Coors Lights, one case of beer, one jar of honey on a steak. What does that mean?
Oh, Deshaun Watson admitted that he puts honey on a steak.
Is that worse than ranch?
No.
What do you mean, bro? I mean, the salad is at least there to where I can dip the steak there. He's asking for honey. John,
yeah, I think that's worse.
That's worse.
Okay,
I get crap for eating ranch on steak. Honey's worse.
I don't.
Come on, bro.
And the reason
Come
I don't.
Come on, bro. I know he's the quarterback, and I know he's the man of the town, the face of the franchise.
No, nothing to do with Deshaun Watson.
But my gosh,
well,
John.
Other than he's the one
that
brought
be a better teammate than this.
What do you glaze meats with?
Come on, bro.
What do you glaze meats with?
Come on, bro.
Ranch dressing or honey?
Bro, come on. Honey?
Honey.
You're telling me
salmon.
Honey. You're telling me honey is more acceptable on steak than
ham,
ranch. Bro.
What do you when you have
he's
a ham?
He's a terrible teammate, Figgy.
No, I'm a great teammate. I'm
he's
helping you out.
He's a terrible teammate.
So, thank you. I am. Appreciate that, B.O.B. All right. So when you have a
you're a disgrace right
fill
now.
Fill in the blank. Blank baked ham.
Honey baked ham.
All right. You have
what's that got to do with steak?
It is a glaze. It can be a glaze on a meat. Ranch dressing has never been a glaze on a meat.
Yes, it has.
You're making stuff up.
No, it has.
You're making crap up. I'm not saying
713-572-4610. Have you ever used some ranch on some meat?
As a glaze.
Just watch it blow up.
Or as a whatever.
I'll just sit back and watch.
I'm not saying I like it.
I mean, this is pathetic.
I'm not saying I've done it.
You're being a hater right now.
No.
You're being a total hater right now.
Hear me out. I'm not saying I like it. I'm not saying I've done it.
Indianapolis, by the way.
I'm not saying that I would do it ever, that I would ever eat it. What I'm saying is it makes more sense than ranch dressing.
Okay, whatever. All right. 713-572-4610. The Hayton Ass OG, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. Let's go to Indianapolis in anticipation of this Texans-Colts game. One of the best reporters out there, Kevin Bowen of 1070, the Fan, joins the show. Kevin, what's the mindset out there in Indianapolis heading into this game? Obviously, little different than we thought it would look, you know, early before the season started with the retirement of Andrew Luck. But what's the mindset out there coming off the bye week with the Texans coming to town?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge, huge football game. You know, I don't want to kind of overstate what week seven games can mean, but this is about as big of a game as you're going to get in the month of October for two teams that I think we all expect to be there at the end in the AFC South. I don't think Tennessee and Jacksonville are going to get back into the mix. And even though the Colts, you know, won two games in Houston last year, they know full well the Texans have been the class of this division. You know, the Colts have not been in sole possession of the AFC South in first place in nearly 4 years. So it's been quite some time since the Colts were back at the top of a division that they dominated for so long. So I think coming back from the bye week, their mindset is probably in a pretty good spot. I'm like, all right, yes, you beat the Chiefs, but now the national attention's on Houston a little bit more, and you're kind of back to a business-like mindset, knowing full well how important this divisional game is, because you don't want to go down 0-1 to your rival and then have to, you know, potentially win a game on a short week down in Houston later in the year.
We were just talking, Kevin, about the transition, at least in my view, that the Colts have become, you know, from Andrew Luck back a few years ago, slinging it all over the place, and now it's bully ball. I mean, the Colts are very, very physical, especially on the offensive line. You know, how did that transition change the way this team is playing and the confidence level it has now?
Yeah, I think the offensive lineman would love to hear the phrase bully ball described for this offense. And you're exactly right. You know, I think Chris Ballard, their general manager, when he took over in 2017, he felt like the offensive line was okay, or at least didn't need a whole lot of fixing. And he admittedly was wrong about that. And in 2018, they committed a ton of resources to improving the offensive line. They drafted Quentin Nelson 6th overall. They spent their 37th overall pick on Braden Smith, who now starts at right tackle. And now up front, you have four draft picks all inside of the top 40. Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing kind of Houston start to invest similar resources into their offensive line. So it was a clear philosophical change of, all right, enough is enough. You have to protect the franchise. Now the franchise has turned a little bit to Jacoby Brissett, at least for now. But this new emphasis, pounding the football, establishing the run, all of those things. It's a far cry from last year's meeting inside of Lucas Oil Stadium when Andrew Luck, you know, chucked it, I think, like 60-some times in that game. So it's kind of being the contrarian in today's NFL. It's playing to the strengths and where you've invested a lot of your resources. And so far, it has worked for this football team.
Talking to Kevin Bowen, who covers the Colts out there in Indianapolis, of 1070 The Fan. The biggest concerns for the Texans heading into this game, they got kicking concerns. They got a guy who's missed four extra points, and the corners are beat up. Bradley Roby's out. Jonathan Joseph, he's been kind of hobbled, missed the game last week. What are the biggest concerns for the Colts? I know the bye week got them a little bit more healthy, but if you had to say what the biggest concerns were for the Colts heading into Sunday's game, what would they be?
Well, they have some big names on the injury list as well. Yes, they did get healthy with Darius Leonard back, and he obviously is a vital presence, especially when you're trying to neutralize such a dynamic quarterback in Deshaun Watson. But I'm heading to the Colts complex right now for the final practice of the week, and they have three starters in the secondary that are iffy to play on Sunday. Sear and Kenny Moore, their two starting corners, have missed the first 2 days of practice this week. Malik Hooker has returned to practice, their rangy center field safety, but he's been out for a month. So, you know, is two practice days enough for him to get back on the field? So that is really probably the biggest question mark going into this game, especially defensively. It's, okay, what's the health of your secondary look like? Non-injury-related topics that I think are kind of at the forefront of people's minds this week. It comes down to the defensive line. I think that was a big reason why the Colts were so successful in the two ladder meetings against Houston last season, as they were able to win up front against, you know, a very maligned offensive line. But Houston has run the ball much, much better. And I think that's a big difference between, you know, people are trying to compare, well, the Kansas City blueprint worked, it should work against Houston. Well, honestly, I think Houston's a little deeper at the skill group and they run the ball. Kansas City doesn't really run the ball. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a big question that faced the Colts through the first 4 weeks of the season. They are really poor against the run. And then lastly, flipping over the offense, they've obviously ran it really well, but the lack of deep balls, vertical passing game, that's been a question mark through the first 5 or 6 weeks. And obviously you would think the Houston Texans might alter their game plan to try and slow down T.Y. Hilton.
Don't say his name around here, Kevin. Don't be saying that name.
That's exactly what I was going to say. What as you got a new clown mask, what's the situation over there?
I'm going to say, I think Colts fans like to break into the old Wikipedia of T.Y. Hilton and say that he's an owner of the Houston Texans. he does not have any clown mask. He said that he retired the clown mask the day after the playoff game. He let his daughter wear it around the house, but the clown mask is gone. It is interesting. Hilton had a quad injury kind of late last month, and he's now healthy, not even on the injury report. But he's in a bit of a drought. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, if there's one team on the schedule that can fix that drought for T.Y. Hilton, he's got it this weekend. But it's not so much of like Hilton's been poor, like lack of drops, something like that. It's just his emphasis on the run game and kind of Jacoby Brissett, a quarterback, not really pumping it downfield as much. Hilton's gone 7 straight games, including the playoffs, without a 100-yard outing. That's the longest drought, and I put that in quotes, of his career. Mm-hmm. So he has been a little bit quiet as of late. And, again, I think a lot of that has to do with certainly a heavy emphasis on running the football. And then also Jacoby Brissett, just not him and Hilton, and maybe this is just kind of generally their offensive approach right now. They haven't taken too many shots down the field with them this season. If you dive a little bit deeper kind of into the analytics, his yards per route or his depth per route, if you want to go there, it's more like a tight end, which, again, you guys know full well, that's not Hilton's game. Hilton's game is taking the top off the defense, and he can do that just with one play. So I would think in the self-scouting during a bye week, you would like to get Hilton a little bit more involved, have some chunk plays in the vertical passing game. And I will be curious just to see what Romeo Crennel and that defense has in store for him.
It's going to be interesting. Kevin Bowen covers the Colts out there in Indianapolis for 1070 The Fan. Before we get you out of here, we need you to solve an argument. Which is stranger, ranch on steak or honey on steak?
Well, I'm not going to lie, guys. I was on hold with you for a couple minutes, and of all the debates that I've heard, kind of waiting to come on air with various radio stations, I'm not sure if I've ever heard the honey versus ranch debate on steak. I just kind of enjoy my steak as it is. If you're going to make me pick one, I would say the honey on steak might be weirder.
Thank you. Because
isn't that already somewhat like in the recipe, marinate, like whatever you're going to put on your steak to begin with?
Thank you, Kevin. That's all I needed, man. Thank you.
I should probably side with Deshaun Watson on that.
There you go, man.
Kevin, we appreciate it. It's always a pleasure, man.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Kevin Bowen, 1070 The Fan, 713-572-4646. Not a damn thing.
They're eating potatoes.
Let's go to Billy. Billy, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, man, ranch. Ranch on a steak is a lick. Actually, they have a rub. You can buy in a package, and you can
oh,
put
the
it
dry
on
stuff.
Your steak and rub.
Thank you, Billy.
We ain't talking about
no
rubs.
We're talking about rubs.
Kirk. We're talking about ranch dressing.
Kirk, yes. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to have to go with the honey on steak. I can't do
Thank
the ranch.
Thank you, sir.
Ah, oh, Kirk. Kirk, you smart. I thought you were going to have my back.
Kirk, carrying Texan,
it's like a left arm is not right.
Oh, man, Kirk, you have a good weekend, man. You have a good weekend. Still love you. Shout out to the Loophole, 713-572-4610. Thanks to Kevin Bowen out there in Indianapolis for breaking it down. I don't know if I feel very good that T.Y. Hilton's in a slump.
Can I interest you in a stat?
Yeah, you can always interest me in a stat.
T.Y. Hilton has played 15 games against the Houston Texans.
Okay.
Not even a complete season. In 15 games, 80 catches, 1,505 yards, and 9 touchdowns.
I think that's pretty good.
Last year, 18 catches, 399 yards.
Texans might be his slump buster. I'm a little bit concerned.
He's rubbing his hands together. Who we got next? You got the Texans next?
The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you on a football Friday. Astros are 5 wins away from a dynasty. Will Yankee Stadium smell like a frat house tonight? You bet your ass it will, and we'll tell you why next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.